Many of us spend our younger years playing competitive sports, but sooner or later our bodies start to protest. So what do we do? Well, some of us power through it, others take up golf. But two guys in Philadelphia, now approaching middle age, took a different path. From member station WHYY, Shai Ben-Yaakov explains.
38-year-old Chris Kinka played football through most of childhood and up through junior year of college.
I had done so much damage to my body my junior year. I decided I wasn't going to play again my senior year. It just wasn't worth it to me.
His neighbor, 43-year-old John Janrick, still plays pickup basketball, now in a league known as the Dad League.
I consider myself pretty competitive. I mean, played a lot of sports growing up.
So when Chris invited John on a camping trip to Western New York State 10 years ago, it was only natural the trip would turn competitive.
I mean, he told me it would just be kind of hanging out on a hill for Memorial Day weekend. Bring some games along, sounded like fun.
One of those games was bocce. That's an Italian game where you roll balls toward a fixed mark.
I hadn't really played bocce up to that point.
Yeah, it was kind of totally improvised.
So we wanted to expand on it. Probably after playing it for an hour and we got bored. I think we might have thought, like, what about bringing some golf into it?
Yeah, so then we started to kind of look at them like each one is a successive kind of golf hole. We called them holes at the time. In fact, we called the whole game bocce golf at the time.
Each hole had a unique terrain, shape, and some natural obstacles.
Animals were in play.
Animals were in play.
People brought dogs.
So that was 2006, the first tournament of what the men then called bocce golf. John and his playing partner won that game. The next year, they went back to the same spot in Western New York. Chris had a mission.
So I was going back to redeem myself.
You were holding the grudge for a year.
I was holding it for a year.
Chris wanted to beat us so bad, and he would argue, well, the ball is out. Now it's in.
But the gamesmanship didn't work. And again, John and his playing partner beat Chris. So they wrote down a basic set of rules on a pizza box. The next year, same spot, same tournament, same outcome.
First 3 years, they pretty much ran with it.
By year three, that little camping trip had grown. This time, about 40 of their friends came out with them to try the game. That turnout was a light bulb for Chris and John.
It was its own game. So that's where we realized it probably should be renamed.
They called their new game Stones. It's partly an homage to the natural setting and a reference to the playing equipment. They typed up the rules.
The game is to be played on a course consisting of five distinct fields of play known as stretches.
Games are played with sets of stones and a 50-millimeter ball known as the mark.
If the mark is knocked into the water, it is out of bounds and the round is considered canceled.
If any part of the stone is within the boundaries of the course, the stone is considered in bounds.
Once a game is started, it can only be postponed for lightning or hurricane-force winds.
Waiting another year for another shot wasn't going to fly, so I literally forced another tournament a few months after, so I had an opportunity to win.
And not to mention, I mean, at this point, there's so many people who are interested in playing this, but they had to go with us for, you know, 6.5-hour drive, commit to 3 days over a holiday, so it was tough for everyone to experience it.
So in 2009, they held a tournament in Philadelphia, and in doing so, Chris and John took Stones out of the confines of their regular campsite and into a big city with lots of potential players. From there, the game branched out.
My brothers built a course out in Westchester.
Atlantic City. We carved out a course in the sand for a weekend.
People would contact us and say, hey, when's the next tournament? So it got to the point where we were creating tournaments to meet the demand of people who wanted to play. And that was really, really cool.
Now, the game Chris and John made up on a camping trip has hundreds of players in several U.S. cities, mostly in Pennsylvania and New York, as well as Canada. But just how big has the game gotten?
Hey, man.
How are you?
How you doing?
On a chilly February day, I met Chris at a local park to try out stones for myself on what will soon become the world's first public stones course.
So this is Mount Pleasant Mansion to the left, and that's his entire patch down here. We walked towards the woods. We were originally trying to figure out where our entrance point is.
The course is currently being built on land owned by the city of Philadelphia. It's set to open in April.
I missed the shot. You got the point.
That's a crazy game.
You're closer.
I had to admit, after just one round, I was nearly hooked. It's a fun game. Not too difficult, but hard enough to require some skill and forethought. But Chris and John think there's another reason their idea is still alive after 10 years. It's them.
I'm a little bit out of my mind. Right?
I would agree.
And so, you know, I think we're all a little bit out of our minds.
I really love playing it. I mean, going to these tournaments, like, just the drive into some of these tournaments, I mean, we're starting to sweat and everything, getting ready, like, oof. Going over different scenarios again, and like, the nerves, yeah, the nerves are real.
And by the way, since that initial losing streak, Chris has been on a roll.
The tides have turned. John hasn't won in quite some time, and now I have had much better successes.
But, you know, I'll always be known kind of like the Green Bay Packers winning the first two Super Bowls. I mean, you can't change history. I have my name etched in stone on the trophy.
For Only a Game, I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov.
Shai Ben-Yaakov is host and producer of the new WHYY podcast, The Playground, set to be released later this year. Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Martin Kessler. Our technical director is Marquise Neal. We had help this week from Bob Schaefer and Zoe Sobel. Thanks this week to KUCI in Irvine, California. Our intern is Jackie Bamberger, and our senior producer is Gary Wallach. Our final word comes from Tom Goulding, who wrote of Arsenal's loss to Barcelona this week.
I thought it would be a timely piece that I wrote after the weekend, but it's timely every 3 or 4 days, it turns out.
That bit of writing is every bit as timeless as whatever Chicago writers are saying about the Cubs this spring. I'm Bill Littlefield. We return next week with more sports, NPR style, on Only a Game, and thank you for listening.